Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I took some time off studying. It's too much for me mentally. I can still see its face. Smell its breath. It's the name he told me. Why did he say the reader? Who is that? What do they have to do with this? The more I think of it, the more my head starts to ache. A strange effect feels like the more I think of it, the more I can feel them. The memory fogging up. Felt as if the closer I got, the further it was to move away. Anyway, I just took some Excedrin before sitting down and writing this. I can't help but shake the feeling of being watched, like my every move and every word is being written down. Maybe it's rising through the ladder of universes that makes me more and more unstable. I've seen a ton in my travels, some more disturbing than others. The next universe I went to after the religious zealot universe, let's call it Uni 1 and so on. It all started with a flash of light. A blinding flash, more so than the last teleportation I went through. It was brighter and more violent. A flashback of the first testing subject of the suit. Her body was crunched into a ball of meat and blood. I started to fear the worst and just closed my eyes. It wasn't the fear of death, more the fear of pain. The unknown of what it was like for all the countless test subjects. And just as quickly as the fear washed over me, it left. Because I was in a small town, seemingly in the middle of nowhere. I walked through the center of town and saw a church on a hill. A small general store. A Dollar General. Of course. Even in this universe, a Dollar General is there. But anyway, as I walked through the town, I could see a couple of Olive Garden trucks. Some very ancient or primitive. I could smell the fumes coming from, like, burning oil and grease. I saw the covered trucks open to roughly 20 or 30 men armed with primitive rifles, exiting them carefully. They moved as a unit, and as if they were one singularity. The more I looked around, the more I noticed how odd this place felt. Everything was just a little off. I started to walk towards the closest building, a yellow building with an old tin roof. A radio transmitter was there, maybe I could use to display an incoming message to these people. These people have to know. I walked up to the door and knocked loudly. "Hold on a minute," the stranger's voice said in the background. The door slowly opened and I could see a man, rather stocky, about 6 feet tall. He had a can in his hand that read Coca-Cola. The man asked, "Hello, you need anything?" Behind the man was a kitchen and it looked like he had company already. Another man sitting at the table wearing a pair of shades, tall, thin, black hair, a black suit with white undershirt. The man looked at me with his brow raised as if he was shocked to see me. Sorry, Alex. But we can continue this conversation some other time. The command is telling me to head back to the base. Remember, you have until midnight. The man in the black gets up and walked to the door, and we moved out of his way. He looked at me as he passed, and we locked eyes. I saw him pass the glasses he wore, and his eyes were covered in cataract, yet he could see. As he was leaving, I felt a strange aura about him, as if every instinct was telling me to run. "Well, anyway, stranger, my name's Alex. What you need?" he asked with a bubbly personality. "Well, I have urgent news for you and your people. Can I talk to you first?" Alex rubbed the back of his neck. "Oh, sure, but first, what's your name, stranger?" I smiled. "I'm Oren. Nice to meet you." He waved me in and said to just sit at the table. "Oren, right? You need anything to drink?" "Yeah, that's my name, and sure. What are you drinking earlier? Is it good? I responded. All right. I've been having memory issues lately. Also, you never had a Coke? He handed me a can, and I opened it. It was a black liquid, so it smelled like a citrus juice. I crossed my fingers and drank the first gulp, and it was amazing. I'd never had anything so sweet, crisp, bubbly in my life. The carbon in the drink was intense. It felt like my tongue was under a barrage of tiny explosions. Not even sure why my people never thought this was an idea worthy of pursuing. You seem to like it. Alex laughed out a hearty laugh. I put the can down and got down to it. Something is coming. It's going to eat this whole universe, and there will be nothing left. I've come from a different universe, and this thing won't be here for a few thousand years. I can help by leaving my suit plans behind and hope your people get out in time. Alex looked at me puzzled and started to run his fingers through his hair. I don't know what to say. I began a weird feeling like deja vu, day in, day out. He rubs his head a little more. I can see his confusion. Suddenly, we're hearing a banging at the door. It sounded as if they were trying to break the door down. Shit, not again. Gotta go, quick, go to the studio. I didn't question as we run into the study and he shut the large wooden doors. What's going on? I asked. Alex looked at me. I have angels who have been reaching out to me, and one of the ways is to possess other humans in town to reach me, but they've become twisted amalgamations that are bloody and broke. It was then we heard banging on the studio door, but every hit made a squelching noise and spattering too. I was distracted by the door, when right outside the window we saw another walking towards. His thing was covered in black goo. It looked like one arm was missing, sputtering out blood at a high rate. Fuck! Why didn't the alarm sound? I looked at him. Alarms? Before he could explain, we hear,
Stay inside and go to the nearest room without windows if you can. Close the blinds and cover your ears and eyes. This is not a drill. Do not leave for any reason. If someone is caught leaving, they will be marked as a threat. If you hear knocks at the window or door, do not answer it, even if it's family or friends, and even if they're in a dire situation. Again, this is not a drill. We will let you know when to come out.
Shortly after, I was hearing trumpets. What was it, two? No, three. No, it was seven trumpets sounding off. What's that noise? I tried covering my ears, but it wasn't working. Wait, you can hear it too? How? We both looked at each other in confusion, but before I could speak, the disfigured person before us was at the window, pounding on it with what used to be her hand. Chunks of viscera would stick to the glass with each sickening splash along with a river of dark red blood. Suit, analysis on these people. Shortly after, Suit replied, They are not humans, or anything that can be considered human. They seem to have a separate form they are hiding. I also notice a special temporal loop which resets every 24 hours.
What? Did your clothes just talk to you? He looked at me puzzled.
We don't have time to talk about the suit. How long has this been going on? This time loop that you're in. Alex started to grab his head, and then the horns sounded off louder. Suddenly the door was splintered and something with nine wings and what appeared to be four rings circling a baby in the middle of its mass. The rings had eyes on them and the creature spoke. It sounded like a fork scraping on rusty metal. The sound was thunderous and felt as if it was going to implode. Activate force field. My suit activated a bubble around me. As this thing got closer to Alex, it spoke to me. You shouldn't be here, child. You know not the forces at work. Alex was on the floor, foaming at the mouth, but his vitals were okay. I spoke back to the winged beast. I'm here to save as many people as I can. You don't know this, but the void... Before I could finish, the beast rang out. You know not of whom you speak of. Do not mention his name, as it only brings misery. At this point, I'm very confused. How do you know of this? Time seemed to have been frozen, as it was only the beast and me. The beast started to take a more human shape, the one I saw earlier with cataracts. You're in a personalized hell. Alex sinned. He must suffer for what he's done. He cannot leave until he forgives himself and realizes he's stuck. What did he do, if I can ask? The now human-looking beast spoke. He murdered his brother and sister-in-law, who were pregnant at the time. He then took his own life. He did this out of a fit of insanity. So you know Alex suffered from severe schizophrenia, so he couldn't control it. That's why if he can forgive himself, he can move on. I looked shocked. Oh, so this is... The beast stopped me. Hell. Yes. It's his hell forced to see the loved ones die in front of him until he sees what he's done. I nodded. I see. And who are you? He looked at me and smiled a large smile while taking off his glasses. I'm the Fallen One. Lucifer. You can call me Lucy. I didn't follow religions, but he seemed legit. Is this what a higher being looks like? Is he an angel? I thought those didn't exist. So Lucy, how do you know the void? I've been trying to help as many as I can escape its path, I asked. It's older than God himself, being of pure nihilism. The one that's set to destroy all. All stories and history will become a mere aspect of the great beast. We cannot leave. But if you can, I say, leave this universe, move on up the stack. Don't stop. I looked at him, puzzled. How did he know of the multiverse and the stack? I didn't feel like questioning it. I may stay here for a second so I can maybe help Alex. Lucy looked at me and said, You may stay if you want. However, I can't assist you. A blinding light overtook my vision, and it looked like time started again. Alex was just waking up on the floor. Alex, I have to tell you something. We need to sit down. He looked at me and said, How did you survive? Are you one of the angels? I responded, No, but I have news for you. We both head to the kitchen and sit down. Listen, you're stuck in an infinite loop. You're torturing yourself. For a kill, Alex cut me off by saying, I know what I did. I deserve this. This is my punishment for killing my brother and sister-in-law. I was shocked as he's willingly staying there, despite the obvious pain that he was in. Alex, you didn't do it. Your other side of your brain went crazy, and you went through temporary psychosis. It wasn't your fault. Alex started to cry. I know, damn it! The blood was on my hands when I came to. I saw my brother lying on the floor. I ripped him to pieces, chunks of his flesh. They were missing. His wife were in the kitchen, too, but on the other side, her stomach ripped open. And her baby wasn't there. I ate her baby, Orin. I hate my brother. I didn't want to live with it, so I took myself out. If you were me, what would you do? I sat in disbelief, thinking he simply just shot them. I was so wrong. I paused to gain my composure. Listen. You are just as traumatized as them, but they are in a far better place. Alex, you need to move on. It'll be okay. They will forgive you. In fact, I think they already have. Tears ran down his face, and before he could say anything, someone knocked on the door. Alex? Alex, you there? Big bro! Alex ran to the door and was greeted by his brother and his wife. Right by the couple's feet was a small child no older than 10. This must be the first time Alex saw them safe, and the daughter was fully grown. It was then he dropped to his knees and begged to be forgiven. His brother knelt down, so did his wife. They shared a long hug. Alex, we've forgiven you a long, long time ago. It's time to come home. I heard an older man yell out, Donnie! Alex!
Sammy! Sorry I'm late.
The family turned and all ran to their dad to give him a large hug. Alex's wife, Sammy, stayed back to speak to me.
You know, whatever you did made him realize what to do. Thank you.
Alex looked back and yelled at Sammy.
Come on, girl, let's go!
Sammy smiled and hugged me, and then ran towards her family. The flash of white light surrounded them, and they slowly floated upwards. All of a sudden, I heard a flapping of large wings.
You did good, stranger.
You know we must leave, so we shall. I recommend you do the same, traveler. It was Lucy who smiled. I have to say, you made this old devil cry. Thank you again. And as soon as Lucy was here, he vanished. I started to cry tears of joy when I saw the family ascend. It was a wild ride here, but I have enough fuel to go one more time. Before I left, I could see the world being ripped away like paper in a notebook, all floating upwards. The narrative was solved. I'm sorry it took a while to do this, but I hope you kind of enjoyed this one. It's very calming after seeing nothing but death and destruction. And I have a feeling Alex's story isn't over quite yet. Until next time, stay safe, travelers. Signed, Oren.
Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I want to tell you thanks so much for watching tonight's video or listening to tonight's episode of the podcast. Before I tell you all goodnight, I just want to remind you that there is tea available. It hasn't been available for quite a while, but now my wife's tea shop, the Ivory Monocle Tea, has become available once again. If you guys have been missing out on tea, or if you've missed out over the holidays, over these crazy, crazy months for me and my family, well, now's your time to get more tea. Head over to Etsy.com/shop/IvoryMonocleTea, and you can get your hands on tea from my wife. It's perfect if you guys happen to be living through this winter storm. It's freezing outside, all the trees are frozen over with ice for me, so tea is wonderful this time of year. And hopefully it's wonderful for you once the allergies get started. And as always, I would love to give a big thank you to everyone who's supporting me over on Patreon. You guys are the real MVPs, you guys keep things going, especially while things have been nuts for me over the past couple of months. And things have been getting crazier and crazier as time goes on. You guys are the ones who are keeping me sane. And I mean that with all sincerity, that you guys have helped me immensely. So, in my personal life and my professional life, I want to give a very big thank you to Jordan Alexander Sanchez, Jacob Fensky, Chance Burnett, Diana Krauss, Lakeda Canizales, Mr. Greedy Pasta Pettis Pleaser, Travis, Joseph Calarudo, Would It Be, Dante Kincaid, Foxhound 803, Mephistopheles, Curse Pox Primark, Bastion Beefcake, Jeff the Killer's Cultist, Love You M&M, M, Insanity Gamer X, Jesus Corneo, Yargul, Amber Clark, Jay Kearns, Himbo Jerry, Sam Ahai, Crusader Chocobo, Adam Arias, Captain Scurvy, Escobine, Raiden Morris, Nate Cull, Our Min Sec Time, Angelus, Seclude, That Creepy Chick, Red Shadow Cat, Xavier and Cheyenne, Six Gay Rats in a Trench Coat, Turtle Man, Cryolinian, Lord Life's Best, Goring Trimagazy, Mr. Marcus Blitz, Michael Imchok, Dirt Diver 030, Matt Bach, Voice of Sand, Shelly J, Fakamel, Deleted Account, Melted Lake, Tully Sue, William King, Sashi Sazaku, Stricken, Freddy Krueger, Happy Birthday, Jason Wilson, Lisa Cottrell, Caspian, Hades Nephew, Tater Chip, Acid System, Mog, Kiri the Sloth, Duster's Lampshade, Nico Kyle, The Ginger Bros, and Stormcrow, Daniel Paulson, and Corey Kenshin.
To everyone on this list, everyone in the description, and of course anyone who could support even just $1, thank you all so much for making my life significantly easier with this. And if you guys would like to be able to join any of the names that you see here, or down there, or anything at all, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. And with that, I wish you all a very, very pleasant night, and sweet dreams.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.